Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, a 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
For the Brian Cash Claus Show. Now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the books. What do you think about that, Bobby?
That's right.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. Now tell us who we got over here. Like, do your little thing.
Well, we have our host, Brian Cash, Scott the producer, and we've got Scott from Slade's Trades, Scott Alessi.
Doing?
That's it. How you doing, Scott?
Good, thanks, Scott.
Yeah. Hey, my thing's coming in and out, actually. Is that all right? We have a lot of food here today. We have three sponsors of the show. One is Frank's Pizza.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. See that? Sound effect. And then we have, who else? We have China Taste.
China Taste, yes. We got egg roll.
How many people are in the audience tonight, would you say, Bob?
That's a lot.
Thousands.
Thousands? Yeah. Remember all those firefighters?
The fire eater.
The fire eater.
The pony.
The fire eater.
The pony.
The pony.
The pony ride.
You weren't there for that.
The merry-go-round.
The merry-go-round.
The Ferris wheel.
No, that was a merry-go-round. It was a bouncy thing.
A bouncy house. Bounce house. Yeah, bounce house for kids.
It was line of about 200 people eating steak.
Ride the pony?
Ride that pony.
Did you ride the pony?
No.
No?
Pin the tail on the donkey.
The fire eaters, yeah.
Hey, you know what I do need is a house. Do you have a built-in pool in your house?
No, I don't.
Do you know where I can get one to rent from May 6th for 20 13-year-olds?
No.
Anybody out there that wants to rent the house for $200 for one day, there's going to be a band.
4 hours.
4 hours.
For a band and 20 13-year-olds.
Yeah, my daughter's 13th birthday on May 6th.
Got to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get the Skyview Rec Center. What happened with the Skyview Rec Center?
They're getting back with me today.
Yeah? Okay. Lonnebeck?
Wannabe. So tell us, what's going on at Slade's Trades? You were telling me all that stuff outside. I was just like, man, you're so...
It's just amazing. It really is. I mean, I can't say enough about the shop that, you know, in the Tampa Bay area, I don't care if it's St. Pete, if it's Tampa, any type of boutique, high-end, uniques, art, furniture, You know, hands down, there's more selection there than any shop out there. I don't care if it's St. Petersburg down on Central Avenue. I mean, nobody's got the inventory that I do. The quality, I mean, whether it's jewelry or furniture or tin toys.
You just got some new estates in, too. Or in a new estate.
It's amazing. I mean, can you see the excitement? I mean, it's unbelievable unpacking the boxes. I mean, it really is, just to see the history and what people actually kept.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
The crowd goes wild. Mark and Diana just arrived.
Hello.
Hello, Mark and Diana.
Hold on. Let me put the volume up out there so they can hear what we're
saying. Yeah, they can hear the show. Like, and it's funny. There's a guy I would like them to call Jay Treasures, and he reminds me of you, and I'll tell you why.
I knew him. He was over there by Oldsmar. He's in the Oldsmar flea market and got in the rock business. I almost bought his whole store, all his inventory, all his cases, everything.
He had
a pretty good inventory.
Yeah, and
tell me about that settee with the covering on it.
Yeah, there's a 1800 settee that has the same material that Henry Ford's coach car for his railroad car was done in.
Wow.
I mean, I've got the Providence on it and everything.
That's nice.
What does that mean, Providence?
It means that you could trace it back to what it is.
Yeah, you have
whether it's a picture or whether it's
verifiable
a receipt or, you know, who it came for, a chain of ownership is a Providence.
Chain of custody, history. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's like a dog is certified to be a purebred. Is that like something a Providence?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a desk there that's actually Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's desk.
Who certifies that? What is a person's
Well, what credential? It was Henry Ford bought his estate. And he liked the desk so much that he had actual 9 copies built by the Zeelands in Michigan. They were the best Dutch builders at the time, and they reproduced it stick by stick. And, I mean, I've got the blueprints on it. I've got the from the original receipt right on
what
down.
What does something like that sell for?
About $4,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
But we'll always negotiate. Whatever, you know, it only sells for what people are willing to pay.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'd like to get $4,500. Will I get $4,500? Not boy the deal Slate's Trades gives.
Yeah, well, how about, do you take them to auction?
Yeah, conduct auctions? You know, I do auctions there.
Okay.
You know, we actually have an auction house.
Tell us where you're located and your phone number.
We're located right over there at 1698 North Hercules. Right now, they've got the railroad tracks closed off.
And are south of the railroad track.
I'm southwest of the railroad track, so you have to come in from Drew Street. There's going to be construction there for 6 weeks now. It's killing us.
Wow. What are they doing?
They're getting the hump out of the road right there. There's that hump that you couldn't see that everybody'd race over.
Yeah.
They're actually taking that away, so they're working on it for 6 weeks.
So they're lowering the railroad grade?
Yes, they are. They're extending it out, too, so it goes down a lot gradually.
Yeah.
You know? But
don't want any trains flying.
But don't be concerned about the construction signs and the flashing lights. Take it down as far as you can from Drew Street, and you'll dead end into my shop.
There you go.
You know, don't be afraid of the flashing lights. They'll let you in.
All right.
The flashing lights will let you
in. The flashing lights.
They will. Look for the flashing lights.
Look for the flashing lights.
Yeah, turn it around.
Yeah.
You know, P.T. Barnum wanted to sell. It was the how they became together. He had an elephant. That he was going to pay $50,000 to P.T. in the movie. At least that's how it went to. And then Barnum was offered $50,000 to P.T. So what do you think P.T. did with that information?
I didn't know.
He took the thing, whatever they call that back then, the telegram, and he had it enlarged, which cost a lot of money back then to do that. Come see the albino elephant that Barnum was willing to pay $50,000 for right here in his letter. He said, like, it's one of the neatest little things.
Yeah.
He turned that letter into one of the biggest promotions.
Well, Barnum was always famous for stuff like that.
Yeah. P.T. Barnum was. Yeah. These guys were promo, what do they call it? The real promotional guys.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they're closing down.
They are.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's sad. I mean.
What, the circus?
Yeah.
Closing after 150 years or so.
Yeah. Well, I used to live right across the street from the winter camp.
Okay. We want to welcome the Lucases to the studio today. Mark and Diana Lucas. Hello there.
I can hear you. Put the radio on.
Yeah, okay. It's on.
Okay, so Matt, you out there?
Yes, I am.
Now, where are you, in Washington or California?
Currently, I'm in Washington, D.C. I'll be back down in Florida next month.
That was a pretty good thing we did there. We went to this thing. What was the name of that place that's on the beach that we went to?
Shepherd's.
Yeah. They have this thing where they have like a light show where they have a big screen. It's a young person's thing. Don't get me wrong. And they're all going like this to the thing with lights, holding lights in their hands. And then it's really dark back there. So all the kids, and they're so enthusiastic, jumping up and down. And then there's something on the screen, like a big, like a movie size theater screen, like to the music like they like. Was that considered like more like techno music too?
Like a laser lights festival.
What was that considered, Matt, the music they listened to?
Okay.
Are you listening?
There was a lot of different music throughout the day. There was even a live performance by Vasty. The show that we went to was Beach House Sundays, and you can find them on Eventbrite when you look up like Shepherd's Beach Resort. But the particular event we went to was for April 9th, I believe. It was the Alan Walker with Vasty show. And basically what you're talking about is like the LED panel walls. I remember DJ Kid You Not was there as well. I remember him spinning. He was doing a really good job. And, yeah, everybody was having a good time, it looked like.
Yeah, like you. Do you like light shows, Scott?
Yeah,
I've been to a few light shows.
Oh, that's
really?
Cool. Yeah, like, down in Miami. Winter music festivals.
Right.
You know?
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you said, it's a young person's crowd. I mean, but then again, you know.
What was the thing with
it's
the
our future.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're lightsabers.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they get with the lightsabers.
And I saw a guy walking down the street doing that.
This is Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like Star Wars. It was like, and then the enthusiasm. And I'm
well,
just
the glow sticks is a real terminology.
Is what it's called?
The glow sticks.
Yeah. So anyhow, all these young.
There's usually drugs that go along with that, too.
Yeah, I think ecstasy is
yeah.
the drug.
Yeah, drugs. Yeah,
yeah, right.
I saw was people. The only kind of drugs possibly was alcohol.
Yeah. 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 Well, you don't know.
I think it's a little more recreational in that kind of environment.
But I do think the what they call them, like I think like a rave show. I guess that's what it was called, a rave show.
Everybody's got to have a good time, man.
Right,
everybody needs an outlet, no matter what it may be. Who are we to judge?
I know, right. That's
well, I mean,
wow.
Rave by
greatest words ever said, Scott.
Like yeah. mad, by like madness, by definition. I mean, I don't think it was that bad there. I mean, it seemed like...
Who says it's well even bad? Together.
It's $20 to get in, to do that.
Wow.
So you know they're putting on a good show. Or maybe it was 10. Was it 10 or 20? 20 during the day?
There was different types of price packages.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even some of the, like, VIP, command kind of table stuff, I think they were going for, like, $500 for VIP.
Wow.
And
wow.
You can reach out to, like, We Are Promotions or, you know, Shepherd's Beach Resort. Go to
we should go sometime.
Yeah. Find out more information.
I used to own the shop, the scooter shop right across the street.
From Shepherd's?
Yeah, right down the road, right past the golf store. You know, it was right by the old Walgreens across from IHOP.
This Sunday they have a
you
DJ.
You surprise me every time. Like, really. Because you're like, and it's always good surprises, though.
Yeah.
Really, Scott.
DJ O-H.
Yeah. Anyhow, so what you going got going on? How was the flight back, by the way?
It was really good. It was really good. I flew with Delta. And I had a really great experience. I got on a plane that was actually an international plane. So yeah. I'm not exactly sure what happened. They were doing some kind of maintenance. They had to order a part from Orlando and fix the problem. And they did. And I could have taken them up on like their hotel offer and everything like that, but I just stayed in the terminal. And while I was there, it... the Tampa airport, I had a great experience. I got a really good shepherd's pie at a restaurant there. So that was a nice surprise.
Was that courtesy of the airline?
No. I paid for it. But, I mean, they had, like, you know, some free bottles of water, you know, hooked you up with, like, blankets if you were getting cold. You know.
Peanuts?
You know, bags of chips. You know, just the
There's
normal
always peanuts.
Kind of things. I mean, they offered everybody, you know, like transportation to a free hotel and all that.
Wow.
But I mean, if they were already struggling, you know, just
trying why to there was a problem?
So many people, I just felt like
why did they offer you a free hotel?
Because I didn't want to add burden. They didn't, I mean, it wasn't necessary.
Oh, they didn't leave?
They needed enough room in the terminal in Tampa. So.
Oh yeah.
I would have taken the free hotel.
I didn't see it.
I'd take
a
free flight.
On their part as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it just would have created more jobs.
See, that's why you're successful.
In the long run of
you're right. You think like me.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
If they said to you, Matt, hey, we'll delay your flight 6 hours, you get on the next flight, but we'll give you refund your money, would you have done it?
I don't really need the money refunded. I mean, that's appreciated and everything like that. But in all reality, me personally, I adapt to things. You know, what makes or breaks someone's survival is their ability to adapt to a situation at any given point in time. So for me, I actually just went into like productivity mode and I made the most of my time while I was there and had a really good experience. And then there was a little bit, another layover. It was pretty long as well over at the Atlanta airport. You know, like I made the best of my time. Everything was pretty much closed and in maintenance mode for like the time of day of like when I got there. And I just had to wait pretty much from like, you know, midnight-ish to like, you know, 7 to 9 a.m.-ish. You know, like quite a big chunk of time. And, you know, I got to see some really beautiful art installations at the Atlanta airport. You know, they had art exhibits from their permanent installations, I'm told, from the pamphlet from, like, Zimbabwe. And, like, over, like, 20 pieces. I think it was, like, 21 that I saw. And you can, like, walk instead of, like, taking, like, you know, like, the escalator walkways where you just, like, shoot past everything and just, you know, go real fast. I wasn't in a rush. So in between all that, I was just able to walk through the art exhibits.
I actually got an estate out of Atlanta, or Colorado, the first African art store in Colorado from 1986. They went in the Tolley Mall. They actually went in there, and she got kicked out, and she wrote a book about it and got $2.8 million.
Wow.
Some Australians came in there. But, really? The guy has all the art collection, all the African masks and everything else. Art is great.
Yeah,
I actually have the flyer right here from them. Let me see here. It is Art Airport, a program of the City of Atlanta Department of Aviation, and that's at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, and you know they're connected with Atlanta's cultural affairs. And, the Zimbabwe sculptures, a tradition in stone is what it talks about. And I don't want to, like, take up too much of your time, like, reading the whole pamphlet. But if you look up, you know, the Atlanta International Airport, you can find a lot about this exhibit. And you can call an 800 number and do a walkthrough with it as well. So it's pretty cool stuff.
What is the most money that's ever been paid for a painting?
Yeah. They also have a lot of art for
children
under 18, like from all over the state, from various things. I took a lot of photos. Really beautiful stuff. If you do have the time on a layover, there's a lot you can learn at the airport.
Really? That's good.
Yeah.
And then, like, I like the stuff, too, is my friend, he sells these turtles. And it's kind of neat what he does with the turtles. And they're all hand-painted by Mexicans and stuff. And there's a story behind it where the turtles, the money made from the turtles makes the pays for the schooling and all that in this poor neighborhood in Mexico. But the turtles are really cool because the head, they bobble, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of neat stuff behind that, artwork and stuff.
$75.1 million.
$75.1 million.
Yeah, for this painting.
I knew it was close.
This, really?
For that painting from Mark Rothko in 2012.
What is it? Let me see it.
That's it.
It looks like just red and blue.
It's an impressionist painting.
Yeah. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, art's all the perception.
I could do that.
You could.
Oh, so, wait. Oh, there's more. $76.7 million for Massacre of the Innocents by Peter Paul It's a Reuben from 1610.
I can understand that.
78 million of Renoir.
We're talking music and fluid dynamics. What are you talking
80 million. An Andy Warhol.
We're American talking
Monroe.
About the most money spent for artwork.
80 million. Jasper Johns.
Hey, real quick, Eddie, guys. We got
Andy Warhol exhibit at.
Stand by. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
Nick, hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay, wait, hold on, Matt.
What do we got?
Just to tell you, like, so no one ever broke 100 million for a painting. 80 seems to be the highest. Hey, Danny. You there, Danny?
Hear me?
Oh. Yeah, Danny?
Yeah.
What would be the most you'd spend for a piece of art?
What would be the most I'd spend for a piece of art?
Yeah.
I don't know, a few thousand.
Okay. Yeah. Because we actually have a gentleman in here, Scott, that picks up all our old artwork and treasures and stuff like that and memorabilia stuff. He has a 15,000 square foot warehouse just full of memorabilia and artwork.
Oh, he should. I've got a huge memorabilia collection I want to get rid of.
What do you got?
What do you got?
I've got baseball and movie stuff.
How old's the baseball?
Pre-70s? Baseball's 99% Yankee stuff.
Yeah, but is it pre-70s?
Half of it is.
Yeah. 50s, 60s.
Why, is that more money?
Yeah, definitely.
What about the newer stuff, Reggie Jackson?
You know, I mean, yeah, there is, but not like the old stuff.
No?
You know, the old stuff is still treasures. That's what you hope to find, like, up in an attic, an unopened box from the 50s.
Yeah, I remember my father found, like, a 1956 Mickey Mantle card and got it for $10. And gave it to me for a birthday present one year.
Is this Danny from the Vertigo Joint?
Just from going to a convention. You know, this was maybe like 20, 30 years ago.
Really?
I'm sure that the price is
only going
upwards. I don't want to discuss, what I do or do not have.
All right.
You want to look at stuff like that, you just come on down to Slade's Trades.
You want to look at it? You want to go have a burger at his place? You want to go do that sometime?
We'll
meet you there for a burger.
Sure.
Tell us about the burger joint.
Yeah, he grinds his own meat fresh. You know, one thing I should have said is he flavors it and seasons it to
perfection. What restaurant?
The Burger Joint. Tell us a little bit about that, Danny.
Yeah, it's called The Burger Joint. We're on Tampa Road in Oldsmar. And we just opened a few weeks ago. We're doing breakfast and lunch. So we start at 7 in the morning, and then we go to 8 at night. And
so you're doing early dinner too, huh?
Yeah, early dinner. We close early at night. But our burgers are real unique. They're we take sides of beef right here and right on the premises here, and we grind them, and we actually grind some bacon into the meat also. So our burgers have a little ground bacon into it, give it added flavor.
Oh wow!
And if you get your BCC coupon book at any Walgreens or any of our other hundreds of locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can go to the Burger Joint at 4058 Tampa Road, Suite 4 in Oldsmar, and get a gourmet burger free with the purchase of another one. And you can also buy a breakfast and get another breakfast free, or get 10% off your entire check. Go and see Danny and the folks at the Burger Joint.
And the best way to describe it, you guys are in between the Mobile and the Hilton Garden Inn, same center as Buffalo Wild Wings. And how'd you come up with the concept, Danny?
I've been in the restaurant business many years. I've had, five or six different pizzerias, Italian restaurant, breakfast place, delis. Had a fish taco place in Dunedin before. And so now I just, every time I want a good burger, I have to go home and make one. So
you started your own burger.
Everybody's got these smashed down burgers that they...
I'll tell you what, there was a guy that was over on 66th Street over there, the Seminole Gyro. The guy who had it before him used to do that. And I used to drive miles to get a burger like that. He used to grind his own beef, Kobe beef. Sure, they were a little, they were up there. But you know what? It was a good burger. And, I mean, he had the loyal, clientele. I'll have to drive down there and get one from him.
Is that your big selling point, that you grind your own meat and you put the bacon stuff in it?
Grinded on meat is, that's a big sign. Most of these places you'll see, they say handcrafted burgers. And what they really mean by that is they buy chopped meat and they make a patty but we make our own chopped meat. So there's a big difference in that,
Nice.
When you bite into a burger, you know the difference that you're eating a really fresh ground hamburger.
You do. He gave me one to try. I walked out with $20 and a burger.
Yeah, remember?
Wow. The old New York con. Not only did I get him to give me a burger, I said, give me $20. Really? That's what happened, right, Danny?
It did.
Danny got off easy. He did. He got off easy.
Well, it's 231 on the Tantalk Radio Network. Something. You're listening to the Brian Cash Show live on the Tantalk Radio Network. You can join us at 1340 AM, 106.1 FM, or Tantalk1340.com. You can watch the webcam. And we've got Danny from the Burger Joint in Oldsmar on the line. And our in-studio guest host is Scott Alessi from Slade's Trades. By the way, I was reading the top 20 art pieces from the cheapest. So the number 12 was $95.5 million for a Picasso, $104 million for another Picasso, Garcon de la Pipe, and $105 million for Silver Car Crash, another Andy Warhol, a nude by Pablo Picasso, 106. That's all the way down to number 9. Number 5 is $137 million for Willem de Kooning's Woman 3. Number 4, $140 million for this piece of work here.
I knew it was over $100 million.
By Jackson Pollock. It just looks like somebody spun a few paint cans onto a canvas. And, yeah.
Do you believe that? That's Danny. I got to say this real quick, but I got to just give a shout-out to my friends there at the Bagel Boys. They supplied us with ham and cheese sandwiches, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, cool. Egg salad, freshly made.
Are they still out there?
Still
I'll tell you
there.
What, I chose the bagel with the egg salad. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, the Bagel Boys, they're right there in Palm Harbor, right across from the Publix. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Amber. Oh, I hope I say this. Love Tier from Palm Harbor. Mary Butler from Tarpon Springs. And then Rhonda McClare, who's the one of the, I've known her for many years. She's like, to use your word, a staple there at the Bagel Boy. So Rhonda McClare is from New York. And then the baker, the guy Michael Peluzio. Sounds like a good baker. He's from
I know
Tampa.
Michael Peluzio.
Do you really?
I sure do. And if it's the same Michael Peluzio, he said, I know him for years and years.
A baker?
Peluzio.
He used to own Peluzio's restaurant down on Sand Key.
Really?
And then he had a pizzeria. I mean, I don't know if it's the same Michael Peluzio, but yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
He used to own Street Eagle Harley Rental.
Right. And then the owner is Carly Lovettier from Tampa. And Carly's just a new owner there. And one of the things about her is she's like, what I love about Carly is my kids watch a show on Disney Channel, Carly something. I forget the name of it.
iCarly. Yeah, I got a stepdaughter.
Yeah. So, but the thing is with her, she delegates and gives people authority. And she's one of those where I have always had trouble with that. And I have a lot of respect for her because she says, okay, this person's in charge of that department, talk to them. This person's in charge of that department, talk to them.
Yeah.
She's willing to give people the opportunity to lead and give them power. And she, like, I guess she takes her ego out of it. Like,
well, you got to. Beautiful. You know, you can't be afraid to hire people that know more than you in a certain area.
Right. What is the acronym for ego is easing God out. It's when you have an ego. You're taking God's place, right?
Yeah, my shop, I mean, Jamie, she knows so much more than me in certain things and certain items. People come in with the jewelry or the gems and the stones. It's like, you know what? That's Jamie.
Let a bird fly.
Yeah.
Even in a relationship, you can crush the bird and make the bird stay in your hand. But you kill the bird, or you let the bird fly away, and if the bird comes back, then it's love. Was that too deep? Anyhow, but that's how Carly runs her show over there at the Bagel Boy. She gives the people the opportunity to fly.
I want one.
Anyhow, so tell
fly
us.
Like an eagle. Do we have that song?
Yeah, you want to play? We do, actually.
Of course we do.
Of course we do. We'll actually.
Can we get the instrumental version so we can talk over it?
We'll do the one with. We'll hear the song first, and then we'll do the instrumental throughout the whole show.
Steve Miller Band.
The Steve Miller Band.
1970.
I'm getting ready to send you the instrumental of me with DACA Records and Snoop Dogg. And
docket artist. So I'm sending that over to the control room over at tantalk1340.com right now.
All right.
Great. Matt,
send it in. We'll listen to
Okay, this song, just stay on the line, Matt. Stay on the line, Danny. This song is being sponsored by The Burger Joint in between Mobile and the Hilton Gardens Inn, same center as Buffalo Wild Wings, 4050 Tampa Road, and that's in Old Baltimore. What'd I say?
4058.
4058.
I wonder what's at 4050.
So let's go listen to Steve Miller.
You know, this song makes a lot of sense, like when you get older. Like, I think songs like I didn't intuitively know how to handle situations sometimes in my life when I was younger. I might know how to handle it now, but a lot of the songs mean different to me today. Time is slipping into the future. I really hear that. Whereas before, I'd just be singing along with it. I'm in the now. You know what I mean? I'm drinking. I'm driving down the road. I didn't give a crap.
Drinking and driving.
Beer cans,
like both of those actions.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's like such a different thing. I put my seatbelt on. I drive 45
living
miles an hour.
Living dangerously, yeah.
And I get scared.
That's because you're
then,
no longer.
When I was then, I was never scared.
Stevie Nicks, fearless. Lyrics with Landslide. You know, I'm getting older too, right?
Yeah. So anyhow, we're going to give a plug out. We got Washington in the house. Matt's from Washington. We got Danny from the De Burger Joint. He's from New York. I'm pretty sure you seem like you're from New York, but where are you from, Chicago or New York?
I'm from upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Where are you from, Scott?
I'm from a little town called Reddington Beach, Florida.
Okay. Where are you from, Bobby?
You're really from Reddington.
Sparkling Clearwater, Florida.
Okay.
Born and raised.
I'm from New York. Hey, Nick, you on the line?
I am.
Nick, where are you from originally?
I was born on Long Island, New York.
Wow. That's where I grew up, baby.
No way.
I grew up in Long Island.
Where?
In Nassau County.
That's what's wrong with you.
So I
was born in upstate, though. Ithaca, New York.
Is that Nick from
Ithaca? Wait a minute. Now, make up your mind. Nick?
I was born in Ithaca, but I grew up in Long
Marilyn
Island.
Marilyn Monroe was from Ithaca.
I've been to Ithaca. It's nice there.
So, Danny, where are you from in New York?
One place, Brian.
The Bronx.
Haven't you ever been
the
to
Bronx.
That
That's New York.
Probably close to your mother.
Let me ask you something, Nick. Do you like burgers?
Yeah.
If I sent, hey, Danny, what if I put you on the spot? You want to give out a $25? No, I'll make it $20. A $20 gift certificate?
No, make it $25.
Eh, it's his money. Make it 30.
Yeah.
See, he's doing it to you again. Not only did he go to Berger, but he had to go for the 20.
Man, that's it.
I walked out.
You tried to be nice, and then he had to slap it back at you again and take five more.
He gave me a $20 bill and a burger. Is that right, Danny?
That's right. Sure, Danny. Yeah, if I
ask Danny some questions. He owns the burger joint.
He
grinds his own meat fresh, not frozen, and now I just found out he'll grind in spices, bacon, everything.
I'm in.
So what do you think?
I'm in. And if I know it's coming from by way of Brian, I know it's worth every penny.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You got it.
That's it. The audience, we have a live audience here.
I see that. Or hear that.
So, Danny, you need a haircut? Who cuts your hair?
Anybody. Not particular.
Well, Danny, wait a minute.
I'm going to get you a free haircut.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
is that okay? My friend from New York, Long Island?
Yeah.
Can Danny get a free haircut?
Of course he can.
Nick from Fantastic Samson.
Okay, hello. Nick, give Danny the information where you're at. If you have a pen, Danny, you get a free haircut.
Hey, Danny, we're right there on 580 Main Street, just the Gulf side of Belcher, 2140 580 in the Coastal Plaza Shopping Center, which is also where our neighborhood Kmart is, grocery store.
Walmart, isn't it? The Walmart?
Yeah.
Neighborhood market?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the place where the Ivory Chinese Bistro is.
You got it.
Okay. And I'll even take it a step further, Danny. Bring someone with you, you get two free haircuts.
Hello? Hello? We've been disconnected, I see.
That's it. Two haircuts, Danny. Two haircuts, Danny, you got to give us two burgers. Is that a deal?
Two haircuts, two burgers. Deal.
Deal. See, is that a deal?
It's a deal.
My buddy from Fantastic Sam's, Nick.
What?
Two haircuts, two burgers.
Sure.
Brian gets the burgers, though.
I know.
You give the haircuts, Brian gets the burger.
That always winds up happening.
Okay, that's a deal. Okay.
All right. Horse
trading. So we just made a deal. Huh? What do you think of that?
You get a plus one. Yeah.
He didn't tell you there's no cheese and bacon on that.
Oh.
Do you know what happens?
Or it didn't have a bun either.
Do you know what happens when you give someone that hasn't eaten now? They haven't eaten in 2 days. And you give them a burger. You know what they say?
Indigestion.
They say, where's the cheese?
Where's the cheese?
Where's the cheese?
Man.
For a hamburger today, I will gladly pay you on Tuesday.
Oh, whoever knows that, that's the quiz.
Is that the trivia question?
Oh, you just won. That was it. That's the trivia.
No, the trivia question is, we did a live remote show last week. And from what location were we at?
And, Rob, if you want to call in, call in.
Yeah,
because you're welcome always.
Where were we, Rob, our number one fan, or anybody else out there?
Rob runs my fan club.
Where was our live remote from last week?
And also, I want to say hello to Carolyn, who is on her way here, and she's listening to us in the car. Be safe, Carolyn. See you in a few minutes.
Carolyn's on her way?
She is.
Wow.
And I want to say,
will they be here in time to get on the air?
I don't know.
I know. It's
okay, give me their information. We'll do a commercial for them.
All right, 2:45 on the Tantalk Radio Network. If you're listening live to the Brian Cash Show, our in-studio guest host, Scott Alessi from Slade's Trades, our regular host, Brian Cash, loves, and I am your producer, Scott. And we want to say a big thanks to our engineer, Bobby, who's on the board. Also on the air from Washington, D.C., we have DJ Matt. And we had Nick from Fantastic Sam's. And is Danny still on from the burger joint?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't get rid of Danny.
He got
free haircuts. He wants to see if he's going to get something else.
And I want to wave to the crowd out there. We got a big in-studio crowd. There they are.
There's paparazzis outside. We have some pony rides going on and a bouncy going on and a live band.
Yeah, and
So you guys should come down here. It's a big party going on.
I think the juggler's back and the fire eater. So
the juggler hit himself in the head last week.
Yeah, and the fire eater knocked his can of kerosene over and lit himself on fire. The
pony ran out in US 19, I think.
Pony.
Shout out to the paramedics.
Big shout out to the Palm Harbor.
Yeah, and the lawsuits that we have coming our way. I think there's three lawsuits so far. But we always like when they come. What's going on, Nick?
I'm
going
to give you a lawsuit just to add to the bunch.
All right.
That's it.
Great. Join the crowd.
They might as well.
Okay.
Oh, it's Ross?
So let's see.
Out there?
Nick, let's see if you can interview Danny with both guys that are not in the studio. Ask Danny a question about the burger joint. He grinds his own meat, fresh, not frozen.
Hey, Danny, I really don't know where you are, brother.
Tell us where he is.
We're in Tampa Road in Oldsmar. We're on 4058, right where the Hilton Garden Inn is.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings right there in that shopping center.
Got you covered. Yep, that's easy. We live on Tampa Road. And
all right.
Actually know where you are, come to think of it.
What was it that gave you where he is? What was the landmark that told you where he was at, Nick?
Tampa Road in Oldsmar.
I mean, which one would be more important, the Mobile, the Hilton Garden Inn, or same plaza as Buffalo Wild Wings?
Right. Thanks, Brian. Put me on the spot like that. I was trying to be kind.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is the most important landmark, Danny, you think, that that when you tell people where you're at, where you're located?
Well, everybody knows where Applebee's is and Buffalo Wild Wings and Hilton.
Right there by the Hilton Gardens Inn.
Yeah, I think I know more Applebee's than Buffalo Wild Wings. Because I stayed at that Hilton, and then I think the Applebee's right behind it.
Right behind it, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right in front of it, yeah.
The number three painting and the most expensive painting ever auctioned off in 1969.
Wait a second. Before you do it, Danny, you want to win $50?
Sure.
No Googling, Danny. It's an honest program. All right.
So
I'll give you within $2 million either way.
The most expensive painting ever auctioned off, and it was by Francis Bacon.
Bacon. He looked Bacon.
Bacon.
Dude,
he puts bacon in his burger.
Yeah, number three most expensive painting ever sold, the most expensive ever auctioned off.
I should notice, right, because I put it in my bacon, in my burger. I don't know. I'm going to say $190 million.
Oh, you're off by about $50 million. It's $142.4 million. Three Studies of Lucian Freud by Francis Bacon. The number two painting, most expensive ever sold, is another Pablo Picasso from 1932, $155 million. La Rêve, which means the dream in French. And the most expensive painting ever sold, you want to try again?
Give Danny, Brian? We'll give you another shot, Danny.
Give him another shot.
$50, Danny.
It's called The Card Players.
And it's going to be at the Slade Trades.
It's
if he gets it right.
All right, it's called The Card Players by Paul
Cézanne. He shook his head.
Cézanne.
It's a contract. Look at the
Cézanne.
I'm going to go with $190 million
again. No, $250 million, The Card Players by Paul Cézanne.
That's a quarter of a billion.
But we do. We over at Slade Trades. I got a real Picasso.
Yeah.
It's called The Little Garrett. It's like a little puppet. It's an actual Picasso.
How much?
You know, it's not for sale, and I'm keeping.
Okay, come on.
We wanted them NSFs.
Okay, so let's do a shout out. Can you do a commercial for Tarpon Tom's? Can you do? Just do a commercial for my buddy at Tarpon Tom.
Go with that.
Okay, we got Tarpon Tom over here, outdoor adventure gear. He's got a coupon here for free 1 hour rental. When you buy 2 hours or more, he does sales, service, and rentals on bikes, kayaks, boards. He deals in new and used gear. He buys, he sells, he trades. So anybody who wants to upgrade or just trade their stuff in, they could go bring it there. He rents bikes, kayaks, and SUPs. He's a full-service bike shop, kiteboard instructor. He has a new location, which is at 1845 South Pinellas Avenue on Alternate 19 in Tarpon Springs. He's behind the Psychic.
The Psychic, yeah.
You normally don't look at that, eh? He's behind the Psychic
over there.
He
has bikes, so you can really see where he's at.
Yeah.
He's behind
the Psychic. You guys want to give him a call in advance. His number is 727-942-8200, and again, he's giving you a free hour rental when you buy two or more hours.
You know what you did wrong? You want to be 101 a broadcasting school?
Yeah.
What did you say a few times that you shouldn't say? And listen to the tape, and I'll tell you what you never do. And I see it on TV all the time.
Okay.
Even on the Shark Tank, they do it.
All right.
You said he.
He?
In other words, always try to say the name of the company as many times as you can.
Tarpon Tom's.
Tarpon Tom's. Don't say he.
How do you pronounce idioms?
You know, Danny, I was watching the Shark Tank, right?
I love that.
Did you get like a, and the lady said, lady kept saying, my company. And the name of the company, I was like, I said, well, and I'm trying to listen to her to think what the name of the company was. So it got me listening to her.
Is that why you were kicking me under the table?
Yeah. So in other words, you like if you get a chance to be on TV or radio, you would say, you wouldn't say my burger joint. You would say.
You mean you're talking to me, Danny, from the burger joint?
Danny from the burger joint. You see what I'm saying? What is it, duh? Like, what does that mean? Duh. Are you stupid, Danny?
No, that's how we pronounce it in the Bronx.
I'm kidding with you. I know. That's New York, by the way. Anybody knows the Bronx is New York. Long Island is like living in Florida. But anyhow, Dan, I want you to ask me, do you believe in mystical rocks, that there could be such a thing where that rocks could be healing and rocks could like have a spiritual thing to them?
I don't know.
I do.
They put off an aura. Well, I have the lady in-house right here. She owns the Rock Warehouse. And it specializes in medical, physical, and holistic rocks.
I need one of those for my back.
Okay, tell him about. Hi. Tell Danny and Nick.
What?
What do you think about? Listen to this, Nick, and then have a question for her, or see what you think.
I would actually put it more as that they have their own vibration. So it's something tangible, I like to say, rather than giving it certain words, because that can spook people off. It's actually, there's stones in the Bible that were mentioned that we actually carry at Rock Warehouse. I mean, the spiritual aspect of it is something more where you train your mind. Each stone has a property, the metaphysical properties of it contain healing, emotional, and, you know, this overall, you know, what they represent individually is what I'm saying. Your brain kind of tricks itself into doing what it knows how to do already, and you feel the energy.
So what is amethyst?
So amethyst is known as a sobriety stone.
Yeah.
In Greek times, they chose the
That's
word.
That's my birthstone.
Are you February?
Yes.
Yeah. It's actually a sobriety stone. It's good for insomniacs. It's like to help you sleep. It's actually a good protective stone because it's the crown chakra, which would be your third eye, which that might be a little bit too much information all at once. But basically, that's one of the most well-rounded stones that you could have, and that's why it's so popular. It's something that everyone like looks for, you know.
Got any questions, Danny or Nick?
Yeah, you have one that works something that does something for back pain.
I do actually. Obsidian is, we actually have them in massage stones as well, but really anything that absorbs. So what happens is the simplest form to explain how the energy transfers is that heat. So the auric field is actually detected in science. They actually have machinery that will, you can actually see it, you know. Your heat, your body heat transfers, and certain stones pick that up and release it quicker. So copper is good, obsidian is good, but the metaphysical properties of obsidian would be healing the bone, the body. There's muscle pain. I mean, there's several different kinds that will. Have you ever heard of a medicine bag?
No.
Some people do it with herbs, and in this case, I would do it with different crystals. Like I would mix it with. I would get a little bag and mix a few different kinds of stones, and it kind of amplifies the effects of each one. But I suggested obsidian because it comes in a massage stone form, and you can put it in water, wait till it heats, and simply rub your muscles. If you have like your wife or your whoever help you out with that, you just heat it, wait till you can, it's, you know, not cold, but then place it on your back or wherever it hurts. And of course, there's a whole thing about affirming. What you're supposed to do is put your intention into it. So it's kind of like telling yourself that this is what this represents. This is a healing stone, and it's going to relieve my muscle pain. And as you rub it, it's actually transferring energy, and it's absorbing the pain, kind of like an ice pack or when you kind of like pinch your ear, you know, so if you have a headache, so it keeps your mind off of the headache. Something sort of like that, but it's actually more intense because you can actually feel the energy transfer. And it just there's a lot to it, though. It's like.
You know, so what do you think of that, Danny? Are you interested in getting a couple of them?
Well, my wife would love to hit me with a rock.
Well, then I've got a great rose quartz for that.
You know, I hit rock bottom myself.
Well, you can't hit rock bottom.
I know, we're talking about herbs and baggies and getting stoned.
But you know where her shop is too, Dan?
Hey, guys.
Where's that?
Altamar.
Oh, okay. Where's it at?
It's in, for now, the flea market.
Is Jay still with you guys?
No, you have. They actually have the biggest amount of. They have 10 booths, whatever. They're the largest vendor in the Oldsmar flea market. That's how many rocks they have.
I think the important part is that whenever somebody comes in, they always come back because we really take the time to like help you understand what each stone does, and that it's not so much the stone, whereas it's more as it's the feeling and the thought that you put into it, so it's interchanging and exchanging energies, and I spend a lot of time with people there helping them learn that. It's not a hard thing to do. You just have to open up to it, and you'll see it's not anything witchy or, I mean, of course there are some of my customers are actually into different things, you know, but I'm just pretty much somebody that.
What was the Bible part where you were saying that interested me a little
bit? That's in the Bible there are different stones, right? There's 12. Jasper, one that I sell, the sardius, which is carnelian, emerald. I mean, if each jasper is listed like 4 different times. It's supposed to I can't exactly cite them right now, but for people that
didn't the wise men bring the baby Jesus some stone?
Well, they brought myrrh. They brought different things. They didn't bring stones per se. They brought spices, herbs, but I believe.
Well, that's good. That's a good trivia question.
But it is.
Yeah. Did the baby Jesus? And it's kind of paradoxically there too. Here, the greatest godly person was not born in a mansion, but a cave. Like, if you really think of the paradox
the
to
manger.
It. The manger. Well, is a manger considered a cave? All right, anyhow, we got to end the show here. So do your thing, Scott, where you... Hey, Nick.
Hey, we want to thank all our guests this week. If you just tuned in, well, it's about time to tune out. This is the Brian Cash Show. I'm Scott, the producer. We wanted to thank our food sponsors, China Taste, Bagel Boys, and Frank's Pizza. And we want to thank our in-studio guest hosts, Scott Alessi from Slade's Trades, all our other call-in guests, and Carolyn, right? Carrie from Ross's Place, Rock Warehouse, out of the Oldsmar Flea Market.
And Nick from Fantastic Sam's.
And Nick from Fantastic Sam's. And Danny Matt. From the Burger Joint. And Matt, DJ Matt from up in Washington, D.C.
And Tarpon Tom's.
And Tarpon Tom's. Yeah. China Taste. The Frank's. Pizza was Frank's Pizza. And a great
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.